It's a post-Roe v. Wade game plan for Democrats. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. In the House, they plan to vote this week on a bill they say will protect women's rights to contraception, following the Supreme Court's ruling that undid the federal right to abortion, letting states regulate it. The House did the same thing with same-sex marriage. Fox's Gernal Scott.
47 Republicans voted with House Democrats to pass the Respect for Marriage Act. The measure would enshrine protections for same-sex and racially mixed couples into law. The rights of those couples to marry are feared to be in jeopardy following the U.S. Supreme Court's recent overturn of Roe v. Wade.
The bill is not expected to pass the evenly divided Senate. Republicans who voted against it called it unnecessary, citing Supreme Court Justice Alito's opinion in that abortion ruling, saying its scope should not be extended to other privacy rights issues. The White House could take action on abortion.
Sources telling Politico the White House is weighing a narrow public health directive to protect nationwide access to abortion pills. But Republicans are labeling the potential move an attempt to distract from the real issues ahead of the midterms.
Fox's Brooks Sigmund. President Biden will go to Massachusetts today to push new initiatives to deal with climate change as parts of the U.S. roast. Excessive heat warnings from Texas to Tennessee.
Temperatures well over 100 degrees for many cities, many big cities. 100 million people are under some sort of heat advisory, including the Northeast today.
Fox meteorologist Janice. There's also record-setting heat wave in Europe, blamed for hundreds of deaths. A Trump-backed Republican won a primary race for governor in Maryland. Dan Cox thanked the former president for his help.
The people heard his messaging saying, this is the campaign that is about your freedom. This is the campaign to get behind, not the establishment candidate.
Cox beat outgoing GOP Governor Larry Hogan's choice, Kelly Schultz. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
News. They're in mourning in Kansas City, Missouri, the day after a police officer was shot and killed at a traffic stop.
Officer Vasquez is a two-year member of our department, 32 years old, shining star for our department. All these are tragedies.
Kansas City Police Chief Kevin Freeman says the suspected killer turned himself in later. A 15-year-old boy is charged with murder in Tennessee, accused of shooting and killing a Methodist church pastor and leader in a carjacking. The Reverend Autura Eason Williams was found in her driveway, taken to a hospital where she died. For the first time in 7 years, the ATF has a new leader who was confirmed by the Senate.
I, Stephen Dettelbach,
do solemnly swear.
A ceremonial swearing in at the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives Tuesday. It was for ATF Director Stephen Dettelbach.
I am honored to lead the wonderful people that make up the beating heart of ATF.
During his confirmation hearing, Dettelbach was called out for supporting an assault weapons ban as a state attorney general candidate in Ohio in 2018, even though he wasn't really sure what it meant. Telling Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton, quote, "When I was a candidate for office, I did talk about restrictions on assault weapons. I did not define the term." Previously, Dettelbach was a Department of Justice prosecutor and U.S. attorney for the Northern District of Ohio from 2009 to 2016. Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures up modestly the day after a big surge. The Dow gained 754 points. The Nasdaq rose 353. The American League won baseball's All-Star game.
That ball is hammered to left center field. Goodbye! Two-run shot! Tie game!
Giancarlo Stanton's homer on Fox earned him the game's MVP award. Byron Buxton's homer right after his also helped power the AL to a ninth consecutive win over the National League, 3-2. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.